The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. As the College Place High School Hawks take to the hardwood for exciting basketball action. And now here's the voice of Hawks basketball, Brent Powers, on Walla Walla's KGDC2.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're back home. The Lady Hawks playing their last home game of the season, and they're going to be taking on the Waldorf Lady Warriors, team we beat earlier this month back on January 10th. It's 52-39, so Lady Hawks trying to get that third league win of the season, and Waluke still winless in league play and hoping that the ladies can take care of business after a tough loss. I mean, pretty much getting blown out up at Zilla back on Saturday. Lady Hawks now really just playing for pride in this final week of the season. We're going to be playing Waluke at home and then playing closing out the season on the road to Royal on Friday. In this pregame, we'll take a look at that Zilla game as well as our victory against Waluke back up in Mattawa on January 10th. We'll have the SCAC schedule, scores from last week, as well as who's playing yet this week. And, of course, we'll have the starting lineups, the opening tip-off, and all the action as the Lady Hawks closing out the season at home. The home part of the season, at any rate, taking on the Waluke Lady Warriors. We'll be back with more from the Hawks Nest. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
That's a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only independent train dealer. It's hard to stop a train because train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several Best of the Best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
It's back here live at the Hawks Nest, and the Lady Hawks warming up, getting ready to take on the Waluke Lady Warriors for the second time this season. Lady Hawks are 2-12 on the season, just playing for pride at this point, because it's top six to go on to the playoffs, and Kybe at 5-9 is three games ahead of us with only two games remaining, so we don't really have any chance of catching them. Lady Hawks coming off a difficult 80-35 loss against the Zilla Leopards up in the Yakima Valley. It was an interesting initial first quarter. We were doing a pretty good job of keeping Zilla from getting their offense on track. And at one point, we even led 10-6, but then Zilla went on a 14-0 run to close out the first quarter, leading 20-10 after one, and then outscoring us 21-6 in the second quarter. They were up 41-16 at halftime and just did not look back in beating us 80-35. We had great difficulty, in particular, controlling their junior forward, Klitsky, 29 points against us. For us, we were led by 8 points from Patukan Duran and 10 points from Lou Weaver. Weaver able to actually create a bit on the floor, getting 4 buckets down low. We also had 5 points from Rahima Duran. Duran, in her just second game back from that shoulder injury, has been notable in her defense, been making a pest of herself. I think she got 4 steals against Zilla, and Zilla being notoriously difficult to contend with. The problem was that Rahima also kept shooting, and Rahima is all of 5'1", and so subsequently she was getting blocked on more than one occasion. Tonight, the Lady Hawks facing a well-looped Warrior team we beat back on January 10th to the tune of 52-39. It was a close game in the first quarter. We were just leading by 2 at 15-13, but then we opened it up, outscoring Waluke 17-2 in the second quarter, getting a 32-15 lead. Waluke started to fight back in the third quarter, notably being led by, I believe it's a junior guard, sophomore guard in Mia Morales. Got back to within 4 points, but then we pulled away again in the fourth quarter. Lady Hawks led by 13 points apiece from Charlie Amick. She had 4 threes, and Lou Weaver, who had 2 threes as well as her normal shot creation on the floor. The reality is that Waluke does not have a whole lot of playmaking capability, and they don't have a lot of faith in themselves. And so as a result, during that second and fourth quarters, we were able to take advantage and build and pad leads so that the Warriors couldn't get back into it. But there were periods of time where Morales in particular was creating. She had 18 points. She led all scorers on the court. So we need to watch out for Mia Morales. She is capable of creating. She's also capable of passing. The difficulty is for the Warriors that often they subsequently cannot take in those passes, and they cannot finish. But we have to make sure, in particular, that Morales doesn't get a chance to drive. She doesn't get a chance to shoot from mid-range. The one advantage we have is that these teams do not shoot threes. They got 1 3 from Annalena Martinez late in the fourth quarter. All of their buckets were coming from down low. They are not really a threat from the outside. So, again, if we can simply contain Morales, we'll probably be in excellent shape this evening and get our third league win. And it'd be nice to get that win at home with a home crowd here on senior night. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the SCAC schedule and scores from last week. When we return from the Hawks Nest, Lady Hawks warming up, getting ready to take on the Waluke Warriors. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company.
Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
People often ask how to avoid dog bites. First, never approach a strange dog, especially one that's tied up, behind a fence, or in a car. Don't pet a dog without letting them see and sniff you first. Never run away from a dog. Dogs naturally chase and catch fleeing prey. Don't surprise a dog that is sleeping, eating, chewing a toy, or caring for puppies. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
In this little interim we've got here at the Hawks Nest before we honor the flag, let's take a look at the scoreboard from last week, in particular last Saturday, some scores we did not announce when we were up in Zilla getting kind of manhandled by the Leopards. Connell was in Mattawa taking on Waluk, and they doubled up these Warriors 67-32. Waluk has not had a league win now. They're coming up on 2 full years with no league win. They have that, right now they have 1 win. In the last 2 years, Royal went to Natchez Valley and beat up on the Lady Rangers 59-31. And Wapato went to Cashmere and the Wolfpack beat the Bulldogs 56-44. In closing out regular season this week, Wapato is going to be at Zilla. Kybee is hosting Royal in Benton City and expect the Knights probably to win that game. We will be visiting the Knights to finish the season up on Friday. And Lady Rangers from Natchez Valley will be in Connell. Friday, again, the regular season will wrap up. We'll be on the road to Royal. Cashmere will be in Mattawa to play Waluk. Wapato will be hosting the Lady Rangers from Natchez Valley. And Kybee will close out the season against Connell. As it stands right now, let's see, getting back to the standings. Zilla, Wapato, Zilla undefeated at 15-0, Wapato at 12-2, Royal at 11-3, Cashmere at 9-6, Natchez Valley at 7-7, and Kybee at 5-9 would all be in the playoffs. Theoretically, Connell at 3-11, I'm unsure of the tiebreaker situation, could conceivably play their way into a tie with Kybee. So that has yet to be determined. So we're going to take a break while we honor the flag, and when we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and the opening tip-off here from the Hawks Nest as the Lady Hawks getting ready to take on the Waluk Lady Warriors. Back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Highly contagious respiratory diseases are easily transmitted from cat to cat through direct contact, through the air by sneezing or coughing, or by contact with humans if they've been close to infected cats. Infected cats can seem to have a cold or fever and may develop pneumonia. The best protection for your cat is a regular examination and a comprehensive vaccination program provided by your local veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy, tastes good. Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget.
Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here live in the Hawk's Nest and announcing folks coming off the bench. So for Waluk, that will include a freshman in number 0, Jayla Cardenas, a senior in number 3, Valerie Segura Espendola, a junior in number 21, Fernanda Pineda, a sophomore in number 22, Mariah Andrade, a freshman in number 23, Irene Pacheco, and then finally, a sophomore, number 50, Gabriela Martinez Santa Ana. For the Lady Hawks, well, we have almost a full bench. There is, just have not seen Arisa. Do not know what happened to Bree Smith. But for the Lady Hawks on the bench, because it's senior night, 5'8 junior, Ayla Bryant will be starting on the bench. And then we also are going to have the senior number 5, Lucinda Weaver, start on the bench because this is senior night. And because Lou Weaver has been more or less leading this program for a number of years, she's going to step out of the way for her senior brethren, sistren, tonight during senior night. Great gesture from the redhead. We're going to have the sophomore number 5'1", Rahima Durand, the 5'7", freshman number 14, Harper Emick, the 5'9", sophomore number 15, Carly Ray, the 5'11", sophomore number 20, Cece Perks, the 5'7", sophomore number 21, Emma Niemeyer are all going to be available on the bench tonight. So we're back more or less to full strength. Now, Bree Smith is mentioned as coming off the bench, but she's in street clothes. but she did. Folks running around to the fans and tossing these prizes into the bleachers, and Bree Smith did toss from a distance. So here are your starting lineups for the Waluk Warriors. Let's see. I want to get the right paper up here. Right. They're going to start a junior number 1, Ashai Arazo, just 1 point back on January 10th. They are going to start a junior in number 11, Yohari Magana, and she had just 3 points back in December. Then they're going to start the sophomore, Mia Morales. This is the one we need to watch out for. Morales, 18 points back in December. They are going to start a sophomore, number 4, in Annalena Martinez. And Martinez, nope, she did play, and she had 4 points back on January 10th. And then finally, running things out will be a sophomore, number 24, Alexandra Rodriguez. Now, Rodriguez looks like she did play. I beg your pardon. But she also was held scoreless. For the Lady Hawks, we're going to be starting a truck full of seniors, including the 5'6 sophomore. Sorry, senior. Good gracious. Number 1, Charlie Amick. 13 points for us in the game up in Waluk. We're going to start the 5'5 senior, number 2, Bertugan Durand. The 5'6 senior, scrap iron hustle out there. Number 4, Grace Lanton will be starting, as will the 5'6 senior, number 10, Ellie Andrews. And finally, rounding this out, getting her first start of the season, will be the 5'6 senior, number 11, Annie Watson. So senior night, and we definitely have the seniors to put out there. So the Lady Hawks, they are actually, you know, they're, I want to say they're in their road blacks. They are not in their white jerseys. They're going to be in their road blacks with that orange trim. And while Luke is going to, they're going to come over now to see their coach. They're in road whites with cardinal red trim. Lady Hawks will be moving from left to right as we sit behind here at the scorer's table. Both teams still in with their coaches right now on the sideline. Refs signaling that they are ready to go. Now, while Waluk is coming out, Lady Hawks still in with Julie Hill, and now Julie dismisses him. And we got kids heading towards the center circle. And I believe Grace Lanton is going to step in against, that looks to be, Mia Morales. Yep, that is. That's Morales in the center circle. So there's the whistle. There's the ball. And the ball gets tipped in the backcourt. Oh, Yeah, Ton ended up getting her own tip, which you can't do. So, well, Luke will have possession to start the ball game, and it'll be Arazo taking it out far sideline, and Lady Hawks going to put in a little bit of trap pressure as Magana will bring it across the timeline. Shout out by Charlie Amy. She's now going to dribble into the key, puts up from about 11 feet in the key, and banks it home. Magana gives Waluke a 2-0 lead, and we're going to have a trap of Charlie in the backcourt, and ends up having the ball tipped out of bounds, trying to go up the court. 21 on the shot clock, and Bertuca and Durand will take it out far sideline. And being a little bit slow in getting the ball now, the ref's going to, and Bertuca will inbound to Charlie. And facing a 2-3 zone comes to the top. On the right wing to Annie Watson. Annie to Grayson Ton in the key. Wants to dribble and feeds back to Annie in the corner for three. Off the side of the rim, couple of bounces, no good. Tip rebound. Who wants it? I think Charlie's going to come up with it. She comes up, ends up getting blocked. Grayson Ton will pick up the loose ball. Feed Bertuca for three. It hits! Bertuca Durand with a Hank Warden, Edward Jones three. Giving the Lady Hawks the lead at 3-2. As Morales will bring it up. Going to be shadowed by Charlie Amick. Wants to drive to the right. She does drive into the key. Shot is no good. Arazo comes down with the rebound. And the shot ended up getting blocked out of bounds. Bertuca Durand finding her three shot the last couple of games as Arazo will take it out baseline and gets the ball down low to Morales, then goes up against Grayson Todd, puts up an air ball right under the bucket, and Bertuca will come up with a rebound. She'll come up, go on the left to Grayson Todd, drives into the key. What a great move to the bucket from Todd! Making it 5-2 College Place. 6:52 to go in the first. Morales. No, that's not Morales. Who is that? That's Rodriguez coming up, shouted by Bertuca. Now she's dribbling to the right. Now pulls up. Now feeds to, that is Magana. Magana at the top wants to drive into the key. Lost the dribble. Just completely lost it into the hands of Ellie Andrews. She's going to hand off to Bertuca. She'll cross the timeline. Bertuca on the right wing, Danny Watson. Annie with Magana coming out on her. Now at the top to Charlie. Amick on the left wing to Bertuca, has three. Instead, she wanted to go down low, feeds to Ton, back out to Bertuca, top of the arc, Annie, swing around to Charlie on the right wing. She's going to dribble into the key, puts up a shot up the side of the rim, no good, tip rebound, going to be brought down by Annie Watson. Annie, now at the top to Ellie. Andrews with Martinez coming out on her. Step back three, swirls in and out, no good. And Annalena Martinez will come down with the rebound. She'll feed Magana. Magana crossing the timeline, shouted by Charlie, wants to dribble to the left, goes dribble pass, passes, get dribble rather, is going to be slapped away from Grayson Ton. And they're going to say that ball's out on Graceland. Arazo will take it out baseline. And what are we waiting for? All right, now they're going to give the ball to Arazo. And with Ellie Andrews all over her, she's waiting for someone to open up. Oh, it's running out. And they're going to call 5 seconds. Lady Hawk defense forces Waluke into a turnover. Waluke got the first bucket. We then turned around and went on a 5-0 run. We lead 5-2. As Bertuca will give in the backcourt to Charlie. And they're going to trap. Charlie has the ball home. Nope, they're going to call a foul on Magana. And that means Ellie Andrews will take it out right in front of her bench, as we didn't get too far up the court. Yep, going to take it out. What would be Julie Hill's seat, but she never sits down. In the backcourt to Charlie, and trying to dribble past Arazo. Will go up court to Ellie. Ellie then gets reached on by Arazo, still maintaining her dribble. Whoop, wanted to go up court to Bertuca and throws the ball away. And now we're going to get Ayla Bryant and Lou Weaver to check in, spelling Bertuca Durand and Charlie Amick. So Arazo will inbound in the backcourt to Magana. Magana working now on Lou Weaver, dribbles to the left, gives in the corner to, that was Annalena Martinez, lost the ball. Watson ends up picking up the loose ball, goes up court to Ton. Now cross court to Lou Weaver, heads up by Graceland. Now feeds to Lou. She drives into the key, slices through two, and banks it home on the right block. Lou Weaver extends the Hawk lead to 7-2. It's 7-0 run. As then Lou Weaver is going to pick Magana's pocket, and then as she tries to go up court, she lost a dribble out of bounds. So Arazo will take it out far sideline. And now the refs are going to consult about
Just going to reset the shot clock. We had it at 30, but they're going to say keep it at 24. 5:06 to go in the first. Lady Hawks lead 7-2. Erazo to, who is that? That is Rodriguez in the backcourt working on Ayla Bryant. Rodriguez still maintaining her dribble, now dribbling to the right. Ayla's going to poke at her, and they're going to call a foul on Bryant. Yeah, so Ayla will pick up her first personal. And Erazo will take it off our sideline with the first 30. Just under 5 minutes to go here in the first. Erazo looking for something to open up. She'll feed to Martinez, then turn around, wants to hand the ball off to Martinez, ends up being poked away by Bryant. Martinez then lines up on the left wing. And that's Rodriguez, rather, I beg your pardon, and hits a Hank Ward and Edward Jones three. Andrews going to come up court. Feeds to Weaver, having crossed the timeline. Lou at the top, now to Annie Watson on the left wing. Annie now at the top to Ellie Andrews. Now to Watson on the left wing. She'll pull up for three. And that's off the backboard. No good. As Morales comes down with the rebound. She then will feed it to Annalena Martinez, who then gets poked at by Annie Watson, who will pick up her first foul. 4:22 to go in the first. Lady Hawks lead 7-5. Trailed 2-0. Went on a 7-0 run. And then Annalena Martinez... Alexander Rodriguez hit a three. As Magana working in the backcourt, drives past the timeline, shadowed by Lou, drives right. Now it's going to get tied up by Grayson Tan. Heads up play by Tan. Somehow ends up getting the ball back. Shot is being no good. Rebound by Morales goes up. That ball ends up going down. It's going to be slapped out of bounds, I believe, by Grayson Tan. Nope, they're going to say it went off of Morales. So it'll be Lady Hawk basketball. Just over 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Andrews, shadowed by Erazo in the backcourt, goes up to Tan. Now kicks out to Weaver on the left wing. Lou on the left wing to Watson, pulls up from about 10 and hits Annie Watson getting the bucket. Good for her. Making it 9-5 college place. As that is Martinez driving up with Annie Watson on her stink on cheese. And Annie Watson harassed Rodriguez. Or Martinez into a carry. Annie Watson earning her spurs here this evening. As Bryant will inbound to Lou Weaver. And the redhead pulls up. All right, down low to Bryant. Got behind everybody. Lays it up and in. Ayla Bryant brought to you by Lou Weaver. Making an 11-5 college place. As Magana working in the backcourt. Lou Weaver all over her. Making her work. Got to pick her pocket. She lost her feet, and Lou Weaver's going to come down the left block and lay it up and in. Weaver with a steal in the bucket. And we got a timeout on the floor with 3:17 to go in the first. Lady Hawks lead 13-5. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
3:17 to go here in the first. And Lady Hawks on a 7-0 run and then a 6-0 run. They have a 13-5 lead on Waluke, and they're going to press the inbound as Erazo's going to have Ellie Andrews in her face to start up. Erazo down close to Alexander Rodriguez, who got harassed into a turnover, her last possession. Managed to get across the timeline with Ayla Bryant all over her, and then they're going to call a blocking foul on Bryant. That'll be her second personal. And that'll have Erazo taking it out far sideline. We've got Raheema Durand, Bertukin Durand, and Carly Ray all checking in for the Lady Hawks as Erazo will give to Magana. Magana dribbling on the left, going to be picked up by Bertukin. And Raheema almost picks her pocket, still maintaining her dribble. Going to hand off to Rodriguez. Rodriguez dribbling around, handoff to Magana. And Rahima almost ends up stealing it, but instead Valerie Segura Espindola is going to gather it back in. She ends up putting a long three. That shot is no good, and Allie Andrews fights and gets the rebound. She'll feed to Lou Weaver. Coming up with Erazo in pursuit. Give on the left to Rahima. Top to Bertukin. Swing around to Ellie on the right wing. Thinks about the three. Instead dribbles to the top. Now Lou Weaver at the top for three. Barely off the front of the rim. No good. And the rebound is just off the front of the rim. And it caught Rahima Duran by surprise. And lost out of bounds on her. Charlie Amick to check in and spell Ellie Andrews. And Erazo will take it out with Charlie in her face. Gets it to Magana. Magana almost has the, feeds to Rodriguez, got be picked. And then as Rodriguez came up the court, she got harassed into a travel. She rolls her eyes and then smiles as Bertukin will take it out far sideline. To Lou Weaver. And Lou on the left wing to Rahima. Rahima to Bertukin in the corner. Not the greatest pass. Now she needs the help. Gives it back to Rahima. Swings around to Charlie at the top. Charlie with Espindola out on her. Now she's going to drive into the key, put up from about 11, and unfortunately she didn't put enough arm on that and it went out of bounds without touching anything. A polite way for saying something else. You fill in the blank. As Erazo will give to Magana, and the Lady Hawks continue to light press as Weaver harassing Magana in the backcourt. Now dribbles up, feeds off to Rodriguez, almost had a turnover. Rodriguez dribbling to the top. Now to Magana, dribbling left, now dribbling right, now gets cut off to Rodriguez on the right wing for three, swirls in and out, no good. Long bouncing rebound brought down by Bertukin Duran. She'll feed to Weaver, coming up the court, driving past Erazo, going to feed to Bertukin. She's going to pull it for about 8 feet, puts it off the side of the rim, no good. And Santa Ana will come down with the rebound. And then she apparently stuck an elbow into Bertukin Duran. And then I think they're going to call Santa Ana for a travel. Yeah, Bertukin got the wind knocked out of her. As Emma Niemeyer will check in for her. Ooh, yeah, Bertukin's suffering. She's not feeling well right now. She got off the court easily enough, but yeah. So Weaver will take it out baseline. And it's going long to Rahima. Swings around to Charlie on the left wing for three. Did not get enough leg in that. And Rodriguez will pick up the air ball rebound. Feeds down to Magana on the right wing for three. Magana with the second Hank Warden Edward Jones three of the game. They only had one against us up in Mattawa. The Lady Hawks still lead 13-8 with 1:15 to go here in the first. Charlie going to dribble past the double team, now through a triple team, and then as she come up past the timeline, they're going to say she got fouled. And they're going to say that foul is on Annalena Martinez. That'll be her first personal. So Weaver will take it out far sideline to Niemeyer, hand it back to Lou, dribbling at the top, driving past Espindola. Now she needs a little bit of help, and finally finds it, gets to Carly Ray on the right wing. Carly wants to dribble in. Lost the handle under dribble. Going to be picked up by Espindola, with Rahima Duran in pursuit. And she's going to pick Espindola's pocket. Got a one-on-three. Rahima's going to drive in. Lost the handle under dribble. Going to end up going on the deck. Who wants it? Magana's going to pick it up. Magana now coming up left. Wants to drive past Weaver. And they're going to call a charge? They're going to call a charge on Magana. Said lean too hard into Lou Weaver, I guess. I've never seen that sort of charge called before. 38 seconds to go in the quarter. Lady Hawks lead 13-8. And they led by as much as 8. They led 13-5 at one point. And now the refs in consultation. Can't admit. Oh, this. They said that, I had that foul on Magana. Are they saying instead now that it's on Martinez? Okay, so are we going to change this? And okay, so that foul was not on Rodriguez. Apparently that foul was on Magana. And she'll pick up her second personal. There's a 7-second difference between shot clock and game clock. 25-second shot clock. Charlie Amick on the left wing. Charlie cross court to Lou Weaver, right wing three, off the side of the rim, no good. Tip rebound, going to be brought down by Rodriguez with Rahima in pursuit. She ends up driving down, puts it up from about 8 feet, no good, gets her own rebound. And then Annalena Martinez takes the pass and travels. Waluk prone to turnovers. They were up in Mattawa, and they're doing it again now. 15 seconds to go in the first. Lady Hawks lead 13-8.
It's much closer back in Mattawa. We were up 15-13 as Charlie in the corner to Rahima, and the pass was a little bit high. Went through Rahima's hands and out of bounds. And Rahima had to try to climb the ladder to get it. And at 5-1, Rahima's got some rungs to climb. As Rodriguez, with 4 seconds to go, taking her time in the backcourt, she's got to get moving. Ends up putting a quarter court shot, no good. And the first quarter comes to an end, and the Lady Hawks didn't lead from start to finish, but more or less did. They trailed 2-0. They lead 13-8 after one quarter of play. Back with the second, you're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball from the Hawks Nest on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call Dee Dee Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
13-8 Lady Hawks to start the second quarter as Rodriguez will take the inbound, dribbling around towards the top, giving on the left wing. That is to Martinez. Now down low to Morales. She's going to drive into the key. Lost a handle on her shot. Gets her own rebound. Goes up and got fouled, I believe, by Carly Ray. So Morales will go to the line. Yeah. So Carly Ray will pick up her first personal. And Morales will go to the line for two. This is the first trip to the line for either team. Ref coming over and laughing, saying, I got the number right this time, as Morales sinks the first. Morales, 18 points against us back in Mattawa. We held her scoreless in the first quarter. She's looking to drive a little bit more this time, and she goes 2 for 2 from the line, making it 13-10. So the Lady Hawks don't necessarily have this totally in hand as they break the press, get it up to Charlie, hand back off to Lou Weaver at the top with Espindola coming out on her on the right wing to Carly Ray. Carly being slapped out by Espindola, feeding to Charlie at the top. Charlie, right wing to Rahima. Now back to Charlie at the top. She'll step into the three again. That's off the back of the rim. No good. And then who was that? Come on, get out of the way. All right, that was Annalena Martinez with a rebound who then stepped on the baseline. So the Lady Hawks catch a break and get the ball back. 13-10 Hawks, 7:22 to go in the half. Charlie has the ball in the right corner. And they're going cross-court to Lou. Fakes the three. Now she's going to drive baseline. Going to pull back out now to Rahima. Swing over to Charlie. She's free for the three. Off the front of the rim. No good. Tip rebound. Brought down by Carly Ray. Feeds Lou Weaver, who then is going to drive in. Double clutches. Puts it up. Oh, nice! Double clutches. Turn around from about 8 feet. And Lou Weaver has 6 points. Making it 15-10 as Rodrigue. Nope, that's Martinez. Dribbling up now. She'll give on the left wing to Rodriguez. Rodriguez driving. She pulls up at the top for three. That's off the side of the rim. No good. Who was that? Was that Morales? No, that was Erazo. Erazo with an offensive rebound and putback, making it 15-12. Oh, we're going to go down to Charlie, who got behind the defense. She'll then pull it from 10. Swirl in and out. No good. Charlie just doesn't have the touch tonight, as Morales will come down with a rebound. Up court to Martinez. Martinez, double clutches, now gives on the left. That's Erazo, wants to drive in. She's going to get cut off. Then feed down low to Rodriguez. Rodriguez handing back out to Annalena Martinez. Martinez now dribbling to the left. She puts up a running shot from about 15. Off the front of the rim, no good. Morales comes down with a rebound, launches an air ball, and Rahima Durand will come down with a rebound. So Lou Weaver will come loping up. Lou, driving past Espendola, bounce pass to, wasn't well executed, ends up going out of bounds. Ayla Bryant, Ellie Andrews, and Bertukin Durand all to check back in for Carly Ray, Emma Niemeyer, and Rahima Durand. So I think we got our starting five out there, or our normal starting five, yeah. As Erazo gives close to Martinez. Martinez working on Ellie Andrews in the backcourt. Now she's going to come up across the timeline, dribble into the right corner. Now ends up going baseline. Going to kick out to Espendola, quickly launching from about 12. No good. Bertukin Durand will come up for the rebound. She'll feed Charlie, who double clutches coming down the court, goes up straight down Main Street. She ends up getting fouled by Morales. Shot had no prayer of going in, but Charlie will earn her way to the line. Charlie Annett, not her usual sharp shooting self. Let's see if she can repair things a bit from the line. And picks that up the front of the rim, no good. Grace Linton to check in for the Lady Hawks. She's in for the shooter. And Yohari Magana checking in for Waluk. And Annie Watson will spell Lou Weaver. So if Charlie makes this, she's going to get spelled by Grace Linton. Charlie does not mess around. It's one dribble, and then she sinks it. So she gets one of two, and then Ton will replace her. Lady Hawks by four, 16-12, 5:33 to go in the half, and the Hawks will press the inbound with Araza being shadowed by Ellie Andrews. Gives to Maganyu, who's going to come up the court, chased by Annie Watson. Now going to pull up in the right corner. Now wants to drive baseline. Annie's going to cut her off again. Now trying to drive into the key. Does manage to get a shot off. Ends up being no good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Morales. Ends up putting up an air ball, and Bryant will come down with the rebound. She'll feed Bertukin. And Durand up court to Bryant. Bryant crossing the timeline, hand off back to Bertukin. On the right wing, Danny Watson. Watson with Magana coming out on her to Andrews. Swing around to Bertukin. Cross court to Watson. She'll pull up for three. That might have been partially blocked as Morales comes up with a loose ball. Then coming up the court, Bertukin's going to force a loose ball. Feeds Bryant. Oh, and then she had to go down too far for it. Tried to go back to feed Grayson Ton. Ends up giving the ball to Magana. Magana then dribbling up court, feeds Espendola, I believe. She's got to pull back into the corner with Bertukin all over her. She's in trouble. Now feed to Morales, drives into the key, and goes up. Her shot is too strong, but Ayla Bryant's going to get called for her third personal. And that'll send Morales to the line again. Morales is 2 for 2. Lady Hawks 1 for 2 so far tonight, and the Lady Hawks just leading by 4. 16-12. Led by as much as 8 at one point. As Morales sinks that one as well. So Weaver will check back in for Bryant, who's got 3 fouls, so presumably be done for the remainder of the first half. And Morales second in. Morales, money from the line. She's 4 for 4. Lady Hawks lean just a 2-point lead at 16-14 as Bertukin working in the backcourt. Goes up court to Ellie. Oh, Ellie had Annie Watson down low, but instead Ellie's going to turn around and swirl it home from the left wing for 3. Ellie Andrews with a Hank Warden Edward Jones 3, making it 19-14 as Rodriguez. Sorry, that's Martinez. We'll bring it up. Oh, she fed Morales down low. Shot swirls in and out, no good, but Morales. It's the offensive rebound and put back, and Morales now with 6 points. Bertukin up court. Oh. Gets the pass, then goes up court to Annie Watson and leads Annie too far. The Lady Hawks turn the ball over. And Julie Hill telling Bertukin, just take it easy. There's no rush. We can get this done. Erazo inbound to Magana. Magana dribbling to the left. Now Lou Weaver is going to pick her up. Now dribbling right. Drives into the key. Then banks it home from about 8 feet, does Magana. And cuts our lead to 1 at 19-18 as Bertukin. Going to lope up the left wing. She'll now feed to Watson in the corner, hand back to Bertukin as the ball slapped out of bounds by Magana. Well, Luke on a 13-6 run to cut our lead to 1 as Weaver with Espendola out on her feeds in the corner to Annie Watson. Wants to go down low to Grayson Ton. It's kick out to Bertukin, pulls up from about 12. That ends up being long. Ton comes up with a rebound, and she wanted to, ends up getting to Ellie Andrews, to Weaver in the corner for 3 off the front of the rim, no good. Espendola Almost gets the rebound. It's going to end up going on the deck. Slap brought down by Weaver. Oh, are they going to call a foul on called? They're calling a foul on Ellie Andrews, and that is highly questionable. Looked to me like she had ball. As Raheema Duran will check in for Annie Watson. And the Hawks will harass the inbounds again with getting it into Magana, and Raheema Duran coming back to police her. Magana still waiting across the timeline. Now gets there. Now goes to the top. Now stutter steps, drives into the key. Puts it off the side of the rim, no good. Grayson Tan goes out of bounds to get the rebound and slaps it back to Bertukin. Heads up play by Tan. As Weaver will come up, give on the left wing to Grayson Tan for three. Look out! She hit it! Grayson Tan with the hack warden Edward Jones three from the left corner. Gets our lead back up to four, 22-18. As Martinez working on Tan, feeds to Morales at the top of the key. Ends up going up against Lou Weaver. Shot is no good. And Tom will come down with a rebound. She'll hand off to Weaver. Weaver now going to come up the court. Oh, she needs help and gets it to Andrews. And she got block fouled by Annalena Martinez. That will be her second personal. Nope, sorry, that's her first. So we called that against her earlier. So Lou Weaver will take it out in front of the head of the Waluke bench. And the redhead will give to Ellie Andrews. Hand back to Weaver. Cheating out to the top. With Magana kind of out with her with a 2-3 zone. Dribbling right now. We got Camping. Three in the key, I think, on Ellie Andrews. 2:14 to go in the half. Lady Hawks clinging to a 4-point lead. 22-18. Erazo gets it in low to Magana, and now will come up court, shouted by Raheema Duran, who then gets picked off by Santa Ana, then dribbles into the key. It's going to get tied up, kicks it back out to Martinez for three. Oh, now sorry, that was Rodriguez for her second Hank Warden Edward Jones three. And our lead once again, cut to one. Weaver's pass is going to be tipped, picked up by Rodriguez, going to drive down to Magana, goes up against Weaver, might have been partially blocked. And then I want to say, no, Erazo came down with a rebound and went out of bounds with it. And they're saying it's Waluke basketball. How is that possible? Well, we'll run with it as Erazo feeds to Martinez. Martinez to Magana on the right wing. Magana driving into the key, goes up from 14, had the ball blocked. And they're going they're going to say that's out on college play. Yeah, it looked to me like a block, so. Erazo will take it out baseline with 17 on the clock. 1:41 to go in the half. Lady Hawks clinging to a 1-point lead. Erazo. Oh, running out of time. Does just get it into Martinez. Yes, then they're going to call. Oh, she stepped on the sideline coming up the court. No, they're going to call a foul. They're going to call a foul on Annalena Martinez. But that will be her second personal. As Erazo is going to go to the bench, who'd she get spelled by? That must have been, she got spelled by Mariah Andrade. As Lou Weaver will walk it up. And Weaver to Bertukin. Now to Raheema at the top. Cross court to Lou Weaver on the right wing to Ellie Andrews in the right corner. Goes back to Lou at the top. Swinger under Raheema on the left wing to Grayson Tan in the key. Goes up against Santa Ana and got slap fouled. And Santa Ana needs to watch her mouth. As she said, no bleeping way, as I'll let you fill in the blank. And Grayson Tan with 5 points will go to the line for two. This is our second trip to the line. We are 1-for-2 so far this evening. Tan, nothing but net. And Grayson Tan having a good game as Erazo will check back in. And she will spell Annalena Martinez. Tan's second free throw. Money. Grayson Tan, 7 points. As it'll be Andrade who will bring it up. She'll hand off to Magana. Magana dribbling to the right. Now pulling back. Now going to the top. Now to, that is Rodriguez dribbling to the top. She's got to pull back out. Wants to go down low. And Raheema Duran ends up tying up. We got a jump ball? No, we're going to debate whether or not we have a foul or a jump ball. Nope, they're going to call a travel on Erazo. What an interesting call. Erazo raising her hands like, what are you talking about? And frankly, young lady, I don't disagree with you. Get the ball in low to Rahima. Now back to Bertukin. Now up court to Ton. Toss to Ellie Andrews. That's the way to handle the pressure. Pull up on the right wing for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Tip rebound. It's going to end up going out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Waluk. Interesting. 48 seconds to go here on the half. Lady Hawks clinging to a three-point lead as Morales will check back in, and she'll spell Santa Ana for Waluk. 27 on the shot clock, 48 on the game clock, as Lou Weaver will bring it to the top. Give on the left wing to Rahima. She'll pull up for three as they left her alone. That ends up being an air ball, but Bertukin will go out of bounds, scoop it to Lou Weaver, driving in, then feeds it down low to Ton, kicks back out to Ellie. Bad pass. It's going to be picked up by Magana with Lou Weaver in pursuit. Magana coming down the right wing. Land isn't quite good enough, and they're going to say Grayson Ton lost the rebound out of bounds. That was a fast break, and we were lucky that Magana wasn't able to finish, as Andrade will take it out baseline. Charlie Amick to check in for these last 30 seconds. She'll spell Ellie Andrews. So now they'll give the ball to Andrade to take out baseline. No shot clock. 28 seconds on the game clock, first half. To Martinez for a long two. Ends up being an air ball. And Charlie Amick picks up the air ball rebound. She'll feed to Lou Weaver under 20 seconds to go. Working on Erazo. Give on the left wing to Rahima. Bounce pass down low to Grayson. Goes up and got fouled by Morales. Great move to the bucket by Grayson Ton. She got fouled by Morales. That'll be her second personal. And Grayson Ton, who is 2 for 2 from the line. Lady Hawks 3 for 4. Ton with 7 points. And almost made it 8. Off the rim, off the backboard, off the rim, and then dropped off. No good. 14.9 seconds to go. Lady Hawks by 3. 24-21. Grayson, second free throw. Money. 25-21. As Magana come up the right wing and wanted to give down low to Morales, and she can't handle the pass. The Warriors turn the ball over. Lady Hawks get the ball back with 9 seconds left in the half. Well, Luke's struggling with turnovers, as they so often do. Getting it to Charlie. We got to get it up the court. We're down to 6 seconds. Going to go up to Ton. Cross court to Ellie. 2 seconds to go. Long three off the back of the rim, and no good. And the first half comes to an end with the Lady Hawks still leading Waluk here at home, but only by 4, 25-21. We'll be back with the scoring summary and first half breakdown when we return from the Hawks Nest. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball from the Hawks Nest right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Halftime here from the Hawks Nest, and the Lady Hawks leading Waluke 25-21. Lady Hawks just trailed 2-0. They have not trailed since. They went on a 6-0 run, then a 7-0 run, open up a 13-5 lead, leading by 8. But then Waluke slowly fought back. They brought it to within 1. The Lady Hawks have not allowed them to get back in the lead. So we have that 4-point lead at halftime. Here's your unofficial scoring summary for Waluke. Ashaya Arazo with 2 points. Alexandra Rodriguez with 6 points. And Mia Morales with 6 points. And Yohari Magana leading all Warriors scorers on the court with 7 points. One of the telling things about this first half is, well, Luke, back in Mattawa, they only had 1 3 against us. They already have 3. And they appear to have improved their 3-point shooting in the last 20 days. And I'll tell you what, the shots they've been making, it's not like they've had much of a chance to set their feet. They pretty much catch and shoot, and nevertheless, they're still making it work. So this becomes slightly more difficult to defend. So we need to get a little bit more aggressive on our perimeter defense, obviously, and not allow them to get those looks. For the Lady Hawks, oh, we got 7 different people contributing. Charlie Emick with 1 point, Annie Watson with 2 points. Ayla Bryant with 2 points. Pertuka Durand and Ellie Andrews both with 3 points. They both hit threes. Lou Weaver with 6 points, leading all scorers on the court. Grayson Tan with 8 points. She's got a 2, a 3 from the left corner, and she's 3-for-4 from the line. So Grayson Tan earning her spurs tonight. For the Lady Hawks to succeed in the second half, well, they need to keep harassing Waluke into turnovers, which is, unfortunately, for the Warriors, a common enough event for them. We probably need to get a bit more inventive on offense. We did have great success early in the first quarter. I mentioned earlier that 7-0 run and a 6-0 run. And since then, it's been somewhat more stagnant for us on offense. Although, to be perfectly honest, Grayson Tan is 2-for-3 of threes that I've seen her take. And she's got kind of a quick release, and might want to see her shooting some more. Pertuka Durand has just 1-3, and she got that in her one attempt. Ellie Andrews has made 1 attempt. She's hit that. Charlie Amick has been uncharacteristically cold. But if we can better unlock perhaps our 3-point shooting, might be able to build perhaps a more comfortable lead at this point. As the Lady Hawks pretty much playing for pride, we just have this game and a game on the road against Royal on Friday to close out the season. We're not going to make the postseason, so this game is our last home game, and the Royal game will be last game of the season, and this is the one that we're perhaps more likely to win. So if you're playing for pride, you really want to make sure that you're doing well on this. A member of the Hawk men's varsity squad is shooting from half court, and he put up a shot that was so insanely overpowered, it ended up hitting the pole above the backboard. He put way, way too much juice on that. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at who's in the playoffs for the SCAC, as well as other scores and games that are coming up this week to end the regular season. As this week, games tonight and Friday wrap SCAC competition. I know there's some leagues that are already starting their district playoffs. We will not be starting that until next week. Meanwhile, we're again at halftime here at the Hawks Nest. The Lady Hawks leading Waluke 25-21. Back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball from the Hawks Nest on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family. Reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Getting ready to wrap up halftime here in the Hawks Nest, and Lead Hawks trailed 2-0. Since then, they have led the whole time, but still just have a 4-point lead here at halftime. Let's take a look at the SCAC standings and who's going to make the playoffs. Well, Zilla, undefeated at 15-0, is in, as is the Wapato Wolfpack at 12-2. The Royal Knights follow at 11-3. We'll be finishing the regular season at their place in Royal City on Friday. Cashmere is in at 9-6, as are the Natchez Valley Rangers at 7-7. Now, in sixth place right now are the Kiona Benton Lady Bears, but Connell is back there at 3-11. So, in theory, Connell can at least play their way into a tie. But College Place and Maluk are out here in the cold. Now, that depends. With regards to Connell, they're going to have to beat Natchez Valley tonight at home, and that'll probably be a haul for them. And then they would turn around, if they manage to pull that off, then they would turn around and close out the regular season again at home against Kybee. The only thing I would say is, having seen both Natchez Valley and Connell twice, I would say the Lady Eagles beating the Lady Rangers is something of a tall ask. Another action tonight, Zilla's hosting Wapato, and Royal is at Kybee. On Friday, again, we'll close out the season at Royal, while Luke will host Cashmere in Mattawa. Natchez Valley will close out the season at Wapato, and again, as mentioned, Kybee will be at Connell. And we are, the Lady Hawks are in place, ready to start the second half. While Luke now getting out on the court, just waiting for the clock to get set. And there it is. So ready to start the second half. And Ellie Andrews. There we go. We'll get the ball in hand off to the redhead. Lou Weaver. Got Raheema Durand out there to start the second half as Bryant has the ball on the left wing, and yet she got, yeah, I was going to say, she was getting grabbed by Alexander Rodriguez, and the ref kind of gave Rodriguez a chance to stop doing it, and then finally called the foul on her. And so we'll give to Bryant with a fresh 30. It just took 10 seconds off the clock on the right wing to Ellie Andrews. Andrews now at the top to Lou Weaver. Lou trying to direct traffic on the left wing to Raheema. Now in the corner to Bryant. Oh, drived into Andrews, goes in, and again, ended up getting clearly blocked by Morales. That was a clean block. She'll get dragged down the rebound, and then feed Martinez will bring it up on the left wing to Magana. Magana now dribbling to the top, now dribbling to the right. Now to Martinez in the corner. Now down low to Morales, working on Bryant. Puts up a nice left-handed scoop shot, no good. Gets her own rebound. That ends up being no good. And of all people, Raheema Durand will come down with a rebound. But then Erazo will slap the ball away from her, go up, and then get fouled by Raheema. So Raheema will pick up her first personal, and Erazo will earn her way to the line. The Warriors are perfect from the line. They are 4-for-4 as Morales has been flawless. from the charity stripe. Erazo, we'll see. And swirls that one in and out. No good. So Emma Niemeyer will check in and spell Ellie Andrews. 25-21 College Place. 7-11 to go in the third. Erazo, many warm-up dribbles. Now she'll push it up there, put it up the front of the rim. No good. Morales comes down with a rebound. Can't put it away again, though. As Raheema Duran again will come down with a rebound, she'll hand off to Lou Weaver. As Lou will come up. Now she's going to dribble into the key. Euro steps, instead feeds to Charlie. Wants to drive into the key. Lost the handle on the dribble. Got it back in. Put the ball off the side of the rim. No good. Morales will come down with a rebound. She'll feed to Erazo. Erazo coming up. She'll then get up a shot that's no good. Morales is again there for the offensive rebound. Her first putback is no good, but her second is. Got to box out Mia Morales. Our lead's down to two. 25-23. As Raheema Duran will come up, dribble into a double team. That feeds to Charlie. Now bounce pass across to Emma Niemeyer. Was just waiting for it on the left block and lays it up and in. Emma Niemeyer brought to you by Charlie Amick. You get a little bit of breathing room. Back to four at 27-23. We're going to have a timeout with 6:19 to go in the third quarter. And the Lady Hawks leading here 27-23 against Waluke. Back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball from the Hawks Nest on 102.3 FM. KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026. Today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
6:19 to go in the third quarter, rather, and Lady Hawks clinging to a 4-point lead. At halftime in Mattawa, we're up by 17, 32-15. Having a tougher time with the Warriors down here as Magana gives to, that is Rodriguez, now across to Martinez. Wants to drive baseline. Pass is going to end up being tipped. Somehow Erazo comes down with the ball. Puts up an air ball. But again, Morales with the offensive rebound. That putback is no good. And of all people, Raheema Duran comes down with the following rebound as Weaver comes up. She'll then pull up at the top for three off the front of the rim. No good. And Raheema's going to steal the rebound. She'll feed back to Lou on the right wing to Charlie Amick. Want to bounce pass down low to Emma. Feed back to Charlie in the corner for three. And that one she hit. Charlie Amick need her to get hot with a Hank Ward and Edward Jones three from the right corner. Gives us a 7-point lead. As Magana coming up court has the pass tipped, and it's going to be picked up by Lou Weaver right about the line, and then feed to Raheema Duran on the right block to lay it up and in. You get the turnovers and the buckets. That was brought to you by Lou Weaver, and suddenly we're up by nine, and they're going to turn the ball over coming up the court. Emma somehow ends up with it. She'll feed Lou Weaver. Coming up, driving past Erazo. Drives into the key. Oh, bounce pass to Bryant. Pass off her feet. Lou's going to pick it back up. Feed to Niemeyer in the corner for three. That ends up being an air ball, and then the rebound's lost out of bounds off Charlie Amick. Just under 5 minutes to go in the third. Lady Hawks by two, Lady Hawks by four, and then suddenly it's Lady Hawks by nine. As we're going to go way up court to Annalena Martinez. She don't dribble to the left. She'll pull up for three. Look out. Ends up putting up an air ball, though. That time she set her feet. I mean, she's got... Oh, that was Martinez. I beg your pardon. It's Rodriguez who has the two threes. 4:49 to go in the third quarter. We're up by 9, 32-23. Back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
3 out of 4 people who are acquiring a dog desire a puppy, but don't overlook adult dogs that may be unwanted or those among the many animals available through local shelters and purebred rescue organizations. Adult dogs are usually housebroken and are accustomed to a less rigorous feeding schedule than a puppy. Plus, adult dogs will require less of your energy to make them part of your family. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Weaver has the ball in the backcourt and got a little bit of a trap going, but we got a three on two fast break. It's Charlie. He's going to drive down against Morales. He's got to pull back out to Bryant. Quickly swing around to Lou on the left wing. Thinks the three. Lost the handle on dribble. Gathers it back in. Feeds to Raheem on the left wing. Down low to Emma Niemeyer. She's going to go down and go up and get fouled by Morales. Strong move to the bucket by the sophomore. And she earns her way to the line. So Morales will pick up her third personal. And Emma Niemeyer will go to the line for two. Lady Hawks 4-for-6 thus far this evening. And Emma, those two quick machine gun dribbles. And she considers and swirls that in and out, no good. Gabriela Martinez Santa Ana to check in for Morales. So Emma, again, two quick machine gun dribbles, and then she really considers for a while, lets that go, and hits it. Emma 1-for-2. And the Lady Hawks now lead by 10, their largest lead of the game, 33-23. As Magana's going to get trapped, ball's going to be slapped, stolen by Rahima, feeds up to Lou Weaver. She's got a break pass, too. Oh, she double dribbled and got away with it. Rahima comes down with a rebound. Her shot is no good. Gets blocked. Lou Weaver will come down with a rebound. She'll now feed in the corner to Ayla Bryant for three off the back of the rim. No good. And Erazo will chase down the long rebound. She'll then feed to Martinez in the backcourt. Martinez will bring it up and give on the left wing to Rodriguez. Now to Martinez. She'll step into a three, and that was an air ball. Yeah, Martinez not feeling the threes tonight as Bryant will inbound to Weaver as Walu continues to trap us in the backcourt. Go up to Charlie, up court to Rahima. Passes a little bit too hot, and that brought Julie Hill, who usually doesn't sit down much, that exchange brought her out of her seat. You're going mad because Rahima had a clear breakaway as Bertukin Duran will check in. Inbound to Erazo, then to Magana. Going to get trapped, feed back to Erazo, up court to Rodriguez. Rodriguez down low to Santa Ana. Passes too long. Waluk turns the ball over. Bertukin now and Grayson Ton and Ellie Andrews all to check in. The spell Rahima Duran, Emma Niemeyer, and Charlie Amick. As Bryant will inbound to the redhead. 3:35. Let's go to 3:33 in the third. And we lead 33-23. It's almost three wild. As Weaver on the right wing to Ellie Andrews. Ellie at the top to Bertukin. Back to Ellie on the right wing. Now down low to Bryant. Now to Ellie in the right corner for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Grayson Ton swipes the rebound. She'll feed to Weaver. Kick back to Bertukin. Pull up from about six and hit. Bertukin Duran from the baseline. Brought to you by Lou Weaver. Lady Hawks now by 12, their largest lead of the game. As Erazo to Magana, working the trap. Going to feed to Martinez. Now up court to Rodriguez on the left wing. Can't get the three off. Puts up a wild three. Ends up being no good. Tip rebound long. Going to be chased down by Bertukin. She'll feed to Weaver in the backcourt. And the redhead going to walk it up on the right wing to Ellie. Now at the top to Bertukin. Slapped away by Magana. And she manages to outstrip Bertukin for it. And then she traveled. She pulled up and was going to try and make a lay-in and traveled. Oh, that's painful. Segura Espindola to check in for a clearly frustrated Annalena Martinez. She's looking absolutely glum as she approached the bench. As Weaver, give on the left wing to Bertukin. Now to Grayson Ton at the top to Ellie. Oh, she had the three, but instead she'll kick to Weaver. Now to Bryant in the corner. Bryant. Driving baseline, double clutches the pass, swings it around, now to Ellie, now to Weaver, fakes the three, drives into the key, pulls up for about eight. Bank shot is no good. Santa Ana will come down with a rebound. She'll give in the backcourt to Rodriguez. Rodriguez up court to Magana. Magana lost the ball off her foot, gathers it back in baseline, then the ball, oh, didn't get lost out of bounds. Grayson Ton's going to hustle it, but then she turns around and feeds Espindola. Her shot's blocked by Weaver, who will pick up the rebound. So then come whooping up the right wing. Cross court to Bryant. Pulls up on the left wing. Ends up being an air ball. Ellie Andrews chases down the air ball.
Going to go cross court to Weaver. Swing around to Bertukin. Can't get the three up. And they're going to call a travel on Bertukin. What? I did not see that. 1:42 to go in the third. Lady Hawks, they had their lead trimmed to two, but now suddenly they lead by 12, 35-23. Magana has the ball in the backcourt with Weaver kind of on her, and she ends up giving up an errant pass. It's going to be tracked down by Bryant. She'll then feed back to Weaver, going behind her back against Arazo. Now she pulls up, drives into the key, double clutches, drives left wing, lays it up and in. Lou Weaver using some fancy footwork to create her own offense. Lady Hawks down by 14. As Magana drives down baseline, wanted to feed Despendola. Didn't tell what happened. Threw the ball away. Well, Luke turns the ball over more than anyone else in the league, at least against us. Back in the old days when I recover college place in the early days, boy, were we plagued by turnovers. Much, much better at ball management now. Cross court to Weaver from Bertukin. Now down low to Grayson. Goes up against Santana. Great moves. Can't quite make it work. Then feed to Weaver for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Bertukin is there for the offensive rebound. That putback is no good. Tip rebound brought down by Bertukin to Bryant, right wing three. Off the side of the rim, no good. And the ball's going to end up being out of bounds. They're going to say off College Place. College Place getting their second looks there. Waluk struggling in that they've got Morales on the bench sitting with three fouls. As Magana traveled coming up the court, she managed to get the ball to Espendola, who then lost the ball out of bounds. Another Lady Warrior turnover. It has been a brutal third quarter for Waluk, much to the advantage of your College Place Lady Hawks. Up 37-23 with 37 seconds to go in the third. Weaver on the left wing to Andrews. Ellie back to Bertukin at the top. Bertukin swinging around to Lou, down to Grayson Tan in the key. Lost the ball on the floor. Picked up by Weaver. Drives into the key, kicks out to Ellie, couldn't quite get there, but loose ball is going to be picked up by Rodriguez. Going to come down, oh, and she puts the ball off of Magana's foot. Then going to be picked up by Bertukin. 14 seconds to go. Here comes the redhead. Weaver pulling up the top, under 10 seconds to go, drives into the key, double clutches and rattles it home from about 12 feet. Lou Weaver now with 10 points. And the Lady Hawks lead by 16 at the end of three quarters of play. Lady Hawks get some breathing room here in the third. We'll be back with the fourth. College Place 39, Waluk 23. Back with the fourth quarter. You're listening to Lady Hawk basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back in Mattawan, January 10th, the Lady Hawks led 15-13 after one quarter of play, then outscored the Warriors 17-2. This time we were just leading by four at halftime, 25-21. Then in the third, we outscored Waluk 14-2. We lead by 16, 39-23, as Magana, working into the right, is going to turn around and feed. That was Rodriguez for a long air ball three. Morales, then, nope, that was Arazo, comes down with the rebound, goes up, gets blocked. Loose ball picked up by Morales, going to feed to Magana, drives into the key, puts it off the back of the rim, no good. Bertukin will scramble to get the rebound, she'll feed Ellie. Now feed back to Bertukin, up court to Bryant. Bryant now will cross the timeline, feed back to Bertukin. Now on the right wing to Ellie Andrews. Ellie dribbling over now to Bertukin on the left wing. Bertukin back to Ellie at the top. Ellie now to Annie Watson, who's checked back in on the right wing. She'll get back to Ellie at the top. Well, he had the three. Now going to feed Watson on the right wing for three. That shot is just off the front of the rim. No good. And Rodriguez will come down with a rebound and say got fouled by who? Got fouled by Bertukin Durand, I guess. That'll be her first personal. So Erazo will then feed to Rodriguez. Rodriguez coming up the court, shadowed by Bertukin, dribbling back and forth. Crossover to Erazo. Now they're going to cross the timeline. Erazo lost the handle on the dribble, gathers it back in the right corner, and they're going to call a foul on Kristen Dorn, who just leapt in the air and then landed on Erazo. And I was, yeah, you have to call that foul. As I love Grayson Tons' hustle. She had to be called for that foul. That's her first personal, as Andrade, who has checked in, will feed to Magana up top. Now back to Andrade. Ball ends up going on the deck. It's going to be picked up by Tons. So hand off to Bertukin. Cross to Ellie Andrews on the right wing for three, and hits it. Ellie Andrews with her second Hank Warden Edward Jones three. Lady Hawks by 19, 42-23. Andrade coming up the court against Annie Watson. And Watson and Magana have the same numbers. And black number 11 pokes it out of 11, wide 11's hand out of bounds. So inbound back to Rodriguez. Rodriguez to Magana on the right wing. Magana now poked out by Bertukin Durand. Dribble in, puts up a quick shot from 19, no good. Morales, however, is there for the offensive rebound and putback. Morales now at 10 points. As Bryant coming up is going to get trapped and then lost the ball out of bounds. Lady Hawks with the turnover. Carly Ray and Emma Niemeyer to check in for the Lady Hawks. And it'll spell Ayla Bryant and Grayson Tong. 6:07 to go in the game. Lady Hawks by 17, 42-25. As Magana shed her defender and is able to run down the right block and easily lay it up and in, giving her 9 points. Ray getting trapped, needs to go back to Bertukin, and they're going to call a foul. I think they call that foul on Magana. Yep. Magana will pick up her third personal, so she and Morales both out there riding with three fouls. Lady Hawks have Ayla Bryant on the bench with three fouls. As Bertukin goes up court to Emma Niemeyer, working on Morales, wants to drive baseline. She wanted to feed Bertukin, instead gives it right to Rodriguez. Going to feed Magana with Annie Watson in pursuit, and Annie makes her miss the shot. Rebound by Carly Ray, who then misfeeds Ellie Andrews coming up the court. We turn the ball back over. So Erazo will take it out far sideline. Just as I say, we've done a good job taking care of the ball. Two out of the last four possessions, we've turned it over. Erazo has the ball on the left wing. It's going to get slapped out. It's going to get up going on the deck. We should have a jump ball. Yeah, we do. And it'll be College Place basketball.
Jump ball going to the
box. Carly Ray will take it out baseline. And Erazo making a pest of herself in the backcourt, now joined by Rodriguez. Ray has the ball, going to feed back to Bertukin. Bertukin now up court to Emma. Oh, feed to Ellie. Oh, down low to Annie Watson. Can't get the shot off. Feed to Carly Ray. Wants to go up from 12. Instead, feed to Annie from about 10 feet. And Annie Watson with her second bucket of the game. Giving us the lead back at 17, 44-27. Erazo feeding to Magana. Crossing the timeline on the left wing. Shouted by Annie Watson. Drives in, puts the ball off of Emma Niemeyer's foot. It's going to end up going on the deck. We should have another jump ball. This time the possession arrow is going to favor Waluk. Rahima Durand and Lou Weaver to check in. We'll spell Ellie Andrews and Bertukin Durand. And Andrade will take it up baseline with 17 seconds on the shot clock for Waluk. Down low to Magana. Wants to drive baseline. Going to get cut off. Feed back out to Morales, dribbling at the top. Now on the right wing to Rodriguez. Rodriguez dribbling into the corner. Feed to Erazo. Going to put up a shot against Emma Niemeyer, and I believe they're going to call Emma for a foul. So that should send Erazo to the line. Yeah, Emma Niemeyer will pick up her first personal. Erazo will go to the line. She's 0 for 2. Charlie Amick getting ready to check in for the Lady Hawks. And Erazo very, very deliberate up there. Like 8 dribbles, and then she'll spin, and then she pushes it up there and puts that up in front of the rim. No good.
So Charlie will spell Carly Ray. Smiling and met by Smiling Julie Hill on the bench. As Erazo. Again, like 8 or 9 dribbles, and then she'll spin it. Then she'll push it up there and hit that one. 1 for 4 is Ashaya Erazo. As Weaver, harassed by Erazo in the backcourt, will go to Rahima. Rahima up court then to Annie Watson, who then lost the ball out of bounds. Rahima had Andrade on her, and like she heard the pitter-patter of little feet and just couldn't quite manage that pass. As Andrade will inbound to Magana. Coming up past 4:30 to go in the game. Lady Hawks by 16, 44-28. Magana working on the top. Now feed to Rodriguez. Rodriguez to Magana in the corner. Wants to go to low to Morales. And Morales is going to say they got poke fouled by Emma Niemeyer. So Emma quickly going to pick up her second personal. And that'll have Andrade taking it up baseline again with a fresh 30. Andrade, down low, I think, to Morales. Nope, to Erazo, who got fouled by Emma Niemeyer. So Emma having a tough time of things right now. She's now picked up her third personal foul, and she's had all of them within about the last 75 seconds. So, but that puts Erazo to the line again, who is 1 for 4. And again, very, very deliberate, multiple dribbles. Spin, and she pushes it up there, ends up being no good. With 4:14 to go in the game, Waluk's going to take a 60-second timeout. With the Lady Hawks leading 44-28 here in the Hawks Nest. Back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
The first time I've seen a team take a timeout in the midst of their own free throws, but it worked as Erazo, who'd missed the first, then puts the second away. Cuts the Lady Hawk lead to 15 at 44-29. Breaking the press, going up court to Niemeyer, then handing up to Weaver. Now on the left wing to Charlie, who'll pull up for 3. Oh, Charlie Hammack felt it in the second half. Her second Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3, and Lady Hawks by 18, and Rahima is going to pick up an errant pass. She's going to feed to Weaver, driving down against Erazo. Euro steps into the key. Shot ends up being no good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Magana. No, it's still on the deck. Now we're going to have a jump ball. And that is going to be Lady Hawk basketball. What? Don't see how that quite works. Okay, we have number 5 checking in. Who is number 5? I have no idea who number 5 is because she's not on my roster. So we got number 5 checking in for Waluk, and we're going to have to refer to her as such. And, I think we have an issue. No, I think the issue is number 5 isn't in the scorebook. No? What? Okay, yeah. So they're going ahead and add number 5 to the books, but they're going to assess a technical foul. They're going to assess a technical foul for putting number 5 in when she was not announced at the beginning of the game. So Lou Weaver will go to the line for 2, and she hits the first. Yeah, that's a bench technical foul. And that gives the Hawk lead back to 19. and she gives us a 20-point lead, now our largest lead of the game. And she bounces that off the back of the rim and then home. Right, and now just saying it's white basketball. As that wasn't a play technical foul. So Erazo will feed to Magana. And Magana cross court to Rodriguez. Rodriguez now trying to drive up with Raheem all over her. Now gets past the timeline. Now she'll kick to Erazo at the top. Erazo driving in, pulling her for about 8 feet. That shot is too strong, and Lou Weaver will come down with the rebound. And the redhead will lope up. And now pull up at the top, facing that 2-3 zone. Now dribbling to the right. Now feed at the top to Charlie Amick. Now on the left wing to Rahima. She'll pull up for three. Rahima Duran from downtown! A Hank Warden-Edward Jones three. And the Lady Hawks suddenly by 23. 52-29 as Magana traveled. Nope, they're going to say instead she just stepped on the sideline. And we got a line change coming up. Bryant, Bertukin, Duran, Ellie Andrews, and Grayson Tan all checking in. With Rahima Duran, Emma Niemeyer, Annie Watson, and Charlie Amick all heading to the bench. Lou Weaver will stay out there. And the redhead will bring it up. Coming up on 3 minutes to go in the game on the right wing to Ellie Andrews. Now to Bertukin at the top. Now swing back to Ellie. Now in the corner to Bryant. Head fakes, drives in. Instead kicks out to Bertukin in the left corner for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. And Magana will come down with a long rebound with Weaver in pursuit. Comes down, her lane is too strong, but then Morales is there for the offensive rebound. That putback is no good, and Lou Weaver will come down with the rebound. Weaver, stutter-stepping. Now she's going to drive up, push up to Grayson Tan. Oh, her lane's too strong. Tip rebound, going to be brought down by Bertukin. Feed to Lou at the top. Weaver, dribbling now, going to pull back out. Now on the right wing to Ellie Andrews. Andrews with 14 on the shot clock. Now on the right wing to Bertukin. She'll pull up for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. And Erazo will come down with the rebound. She'll cross to Rodriguez. And Rodriguez will bring it up. Rodriguez, pretty reliable ball handler. Give on the right wing to Erazo. She'll pull up from about 15. That's an air ball. It's going to be lost out of bounds. The ref was right there, and she can't see who it went off of. I guess they're saying it went off College Place. Just under 2 minutes to go in the game. Lady Hawks by 23, 52-29. Second half's been largely theirs. As Erazo, running out of time, feeds to Morales. Morales has to hand back to Erazo. Now it's going to end up going on the deck. She manages to gather it back in. So feed to Magana at the top for a long two. That shot is no good, and Bryant was in position for the rebound. Getting in front of Morales. And Weaver will come up. Has the ball poked away by Erazo. Magana is going to pick up the loose ball and then drive down the right lane and lay it up and in. Magana with the bucket, giving her now 11 points as Weaver is going to come up the left wing. Oh, got stuck in a trap. Feed to Tan. Cross court to Ellie Andrews on the right wing for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Tip rebound, going to be chased down by Grayson Tan. Tan back over to Ellie. Ellie. Download to Bryant is going to be tipped, stolen by number five, who then feeds Graceland Tan, who goes up against Morales and tricked Morales into her fourth personal foul. Morales, frustrated, she was just standing there with her hands up. But nevertheless, they'll call her for her first personal, and Graceland Tan will go to the line with. She has 8 points so far this evening. She's 3 for 4 from the line. Charlie Amick getting ready to check back in for the Lady Hawks as Graceland puts that off the back of the rim, no good. We're going to get Santa Ana, Andrade, and Espindola all checking in for Waluk. Morales, Magana, and Rodriguez will all go to the bench. With 1:08 to go, presumably their evening is done. So Tan, with a second opportunity, does not rattle that one home, and Santa Ana will come up with a rebound. And then she wanted to feed number five, and number five was going north, and the pass is traveling south at good speed. Turn the ball over again as Weaver with the ball on the right wing coming under 60 seconds to go to Andrews and the right wing to Charlie. Charlie with number five on her feeds down low to Grayson Tan, can't quite handle it, lost the handle on it. Erazo is going to come up with a loose ball, comes driving down, goes up against Weaver, who's just standing there, is going to get called for a foul. That's a really terrible call. But Weaver will pick up her first personal, and Erazo will go to the line for two. She is 2 for 6 so far tonight.
46 seconds to go. Lady Hawks by 21. 52-31. And Erazo put that off the front of the rim. No good. Last time that happened, the Wuluk coach called a timeout, talked things over with Erazo, and then she hit the second one. We've got some senior faces up there, and I see one of the varsity boys' faces up there, and it looks truly terrifying. Shot was no good off the front of the rim, but then we had a lane violation. No, we have a foul. We have a foul on number five, so that'll be her first personal, whoever she is. She was not on the roster to start the game. So Weaver will take the inbound, and 43 seconds left on the game clock. On the right wing, Dally Andrews. Ellie to Bertukin at the top. Now back to Ellie on the right wing for three, and she hits it. Ellie Andrews has been feeling it pretty good the last two games. That's her third. Hank Gordon enters zone three as Erazo quickly comes running up. Quickly puts it up from about 12. Shot ends up being no good. Number five comes down with a rebound. Good hustle from her. And then she ends up stepping out of bounds. So the Lady Hawks will have the ball for the final 20 seconds, and presumably they're just going to walk it out. As the Lady Hawks are going to get their third league win of the season. As, yeah, they're just going to sweep it back and forth. And Lady Hawks are going to go to 3-11, and technically tie for seventh place with Tybee. They will beat Wallowook 55-31. We'll be back with tolls and what's coming up next for the Lady Hawks when we return here from the Hawks Nest. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Also, the Lady Hawks sweep the season series from the Wuluk Lady Warriors, but the games had some similarities. Back on January 10th, it was back and forth in the first quarter. We just led by two, 15-13, and then we outscored the Lady Warriors 17-2 in the second to take a 17-point first half lead and never really looked back from that. This evening was a little bit different. We struggled with them the entire first half, up 13-8 after one, up 25-21 at the half. And Wuluk kept making our life difficult. I mean, at one point we had an 8-point lead, and then in the second quarter, twice they cut it down to one. So they were keeping it close. But then the Lady Hawks apparently shut things down defensively, outscored Wuluk 14-2 in the third quarter, opened up a 16-point lead, and ended up winning by 24, 55-31. One of the telling things is
Waluk getting three threes in the first half. They only had one the entire game up in Mattawa. They got no threes in the second half. And, in fact, they just had four field goals defensively. We were making things much more difficult for them. On the other hand, for the Lady Hawks, two threes in the first half. One, two, three, four, five. Five threes in the second half. And four of those in the fourth quarter. One from Charlie Amick, two from Ellie Andrews, and one from Rahima Duran. So we opened up our three-point shooting as we were hoping would happen at halftime, and defensively just set up Waluk so they could not get anything going. Waluk, in the scoring summary, had only four contributors. They had Ashaya Arazo, the junior. Do I have that right? Yes. The junior with 4 points. Had Alexander Rodriguez with 6 points. Those are two threes she had in the first half. Mia Morales, 18 points against us back in Mattawa, held to 10 points. And Johanna Magana leading all Warrior scorers on the court with 11 points. For the Lady Hawks, well, they were sharing it around a bit more. We've got Ayla Bryant with 2 points. Emma Niemeyer with 3 points. Annie Watson with 4 points. She ended up getting two field goals. Patukin and Rahima Duran each with 5 points. Both of them had two field goals, a three and a regular two. Charlie Amick warming up in the second half. She ended up getting 7 points with two threes. Gracelyn Tan, 8 points all in the first half. Ellie Andrews with 9 points. And Lou Weaver leading all scorers on the court with 12 points. The Lady Hawks go to 3-11. Technically, they play their way into a tie with Ky B this evening, although we will not be getting into the playoffs. Sorry, I'm laughing. We've got some signs for seniors in the audience, and there's one regarding the boys' team. If you stick around and hang boys contest, we'll talk about that. So coming up next for the Lady Hawks, we're going to close the regular season on the road. Friday night, we're going to be on the road to Royal City, where we'll be taking on the Knights there again to close out the regular season, and that will be the last game of the season as we do not qualify for the postseason. That tip-off in Royal City is slated to start at 5:45, so make sure you tune in there. Once again, your final from College Place, the Lady Hawks beat Waluk to sweep the season series 55-31. Next broadcast 5:45 Friday evening from Royal to close out the regular season. Hope to see you then. But don't change that dial, as they say in old school radio, as we've got the boys coming up next. You've been listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment, 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.